Today's daf in Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Zayin, and we're holding out the Halakha Mishnah. Now, we just got finished the Mishnah that teaches that Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yayim, and we went through basically three different Mikorot for that idea, and now we want to continue on and show how that is quite definitive, no matter what it is that the person said, when he was Mekabel the Nazirut. So, Amar Hareni Nazir Achat Gola, I am a Nazir, one heck of a big Naziras. Or, Hareni Nazir Achat Ktana, this is one, no big deal, Naziras. Or, even if a guy said, I'm a Nazir from here to the end of time, to the end of the world, doesn't matter what he said. He's a Nazir for Shloshim Yom. We're going to see why we don't say that he literally means to the end of his life. Okay, so let's start. I mean, the guy said, Mikan Vasof Olam. So why do we say that that means 30 days? I mean, you can be Mekabel a Naziris for as long as you want. And if you want to be Mekabel a Naziris for your entire life, you can do that too. So am I. Why is he a Nazir for only 30 days if he said, Mikan va'ad sofa olam ka'amar, certainly implies that it at least means until the end of my world, in other words, until he dies? No, because, look, you cannot really know, can you? I mean, remember, we have a klal that if we do not have a clear-cut understanding of what a person means, then when it comes to Naziris as opposed to Nadarim, we always go lakula. And that's because any doubt that occurs in the Zirut is more complex, as a matter of fact, impossible to deal with in a sense, more than the definite. Because if we're in doubt, then we're not going to be able to allow him to bring his Karbonis at the correct time. He'll never be able to get out of being a Nazir. So our klal is that no normal human being wants to put himself into a situation where not being clear about things can get him into worse trouble than saying the worst that he could possibly have said, even if he meant it. And therefore, in this case, I mean, isn't it possible that what the guy is basically saying is, oh man, this is the end of everything. I mean, it's like till the end of time. Meaning, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I got to do it. So, arichli, adam milta kemikan vatsofa olam. To me, this is like the end of the world. I mean, that's what he's saying. And that's the same thing when he said Nazir Achat Ktana. He meant, for me it's no big deal, you know, a little bit of Naziris here and there, what's big deal? Okay, so fine. So he's using these types of expressions, defining his relationship to the Nazirut, but not defining the actual time of the Nazirut. Since that's a possibility, then we're going to have to go Lakula. And therefore we'll say that it's only Shloshim Yom. Tonight. Now, later on we're going to have Mishnah. If somebody says, I am a Nazir, Mikan Va'ad Mokom Ploni, from here to there, he mentions the name of a place. Now, in that case, we say that we look at it, how many days it would take to go from here to that place. So, Omdim Kama Yamim, Mikan Va'ad Mokom Ploni. If that is normally less than 30 days, so then that's like being Mekabel and Naziris for 10 days, whatever, but that's always 30 days. Because the minimum Nazirut that you can be Mekabel is Shloshim Yom. So if it's Pachot Mishloshim Yom to takes to travel there, so then he's a Nazir for Shloshim Yom. If it's 30 days or more, so then it's really a Nazir for the number of days that it would take. Nazir Kiminyan Yamim. So, I mean, if you're ready to interpret language that says from here to, that it simply means psychologically, this is to me, oh heck, this is like from me to the end of the world. But why can't we say that that's what it means over here also? This is like as bad as going from here to Lakewood. Oh heck. So it's not that he's giving you an actual measurement and time. It's that he's expressing his feelings about it. How do you decide when you take it literally to be a certain number of days? And when you take it figuratively, I don't get it. Amar Rava, well, the difference is very clear. if there's an indication that he really means to link the Naziris to the travel from point A to point B, for instance, let's say the guy's already on the road, right? And then, and he says, I want to be Makabel Naziris for as long as it takes to get to wherever it is that he's going. Then it makes very good sense to say that he really wants the Naziris to parallel the trip, because he views the Naziris as a way to get God's protection, to keep out of trouble, and so on and so forth. So he's Makabel on himself, the Naziris. There, it's like saying, hey, and another is in front of him. So if he's actually on the trip, and he says, Kimikanat Makamploni, then it's clear from the context that if it's Hirsik Baderach, that that's exactly what he means. Well, I mean, yes, you could say that, but we're soon going to see that where we have a case that a person accepts a Nazirut, where there are ways of counting by increments, that we look at the number of increments. So, I mean, I'll show you that in a minute. The Gemara is taking for granted that we're going to get to that issue. But why don't we say that we should look at the number of parsaot that appear on the road signs, and that should be the amount of the Nazirus? So basically, if it's, you know, the sign says 42 parsaot to Lakewood, so then that means that he wants to be a Nazir for 42 days, or maybe it means more than that. It means a separate Nazirus, as we're going to see. I mean, it's not just a question. Once we have units, we're going to prove to you shortly that each one of those units stands for a separate Nazirus of Shoshim Yom. That makes it even worse. Well, says Rav Papa, maybe the Mishnah is talking about a place where they paid no attention to the parsaot. And they didn't measure distances with these signs, so many parsaot to Lakewood. Okay, fine. I mean, but every time a person makes a trip, I mean, he's got to arrange for a hotel, a stopover, right? So, I mean, why not make it that the stopovers are the units? And therefore, if it's going to be, whatever, 25 stopovers, then he has to keep 25 separate Naziriyot of Shloshim Yom, each one. So why don't we say, Lavi Kol Avna V'Avna? Why don't we say every hotel stop? I mean, we have, and as the Rosh points out, we're now getting to the Mishnah that we've been assuming you really know all along, because otherwise none of these questions are really questions. So here's what we're basing all of this on. Milo Tnan. I mean, doesn't it say in a Mishnah that if somebody says, I should be a Nazir like the dirt of the earth, or like the hairs of my head, or like the sand of the sea, so that that person is basically a Nazir forever. He's not a Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam, remember, is Migaleach once every year, according to Rebbe. We had our Machlokas, but here when it says Nazir Olam, it means he's going to have a life of constantly repeated 30 days Naziriyot. And each one of those units are going to be another Nazir. And therefore, each one of them is 30 days. He has to bring his Karbanas every 30 days and start a new Naziris. So why don't we say that that should be true over here? Why do we say that it refers to the entire time instead of saying that each stopover is another 30 days? Says the Gemara, look, something that is defined by a particular number, kol milta, to eat bekitsuta, lo katani. We're not talking about it something that I can actually tell you a number. So it's not quantifiable. That's something else. I mean, if we're talking about the amount of sand on the seas, or the amount of hair on your head, so then where you always mean that that's something that's not really precisely quantifiable. And so since you're saying it that way, that's not what the Mishnah is referring to as one Naziris after the other, because there aren't really units that we're looking at as having a definition. If the guy was really defining something, then he would have said a number or use something that has a number. But if I don't have any real definition, so then in such a case, I understand that I can't use it. So, Masha'enke, if we're talking about our case over here, we're talking about the number of stopovers. So the number of stopovers is an actual time for a Naziris. And then I can use that as a reference. So I've got 31 stopovers. So then that means I want a Naziris of 31 days. If I say something that I can't be referring to as days, I don't know how much they are. So then I'm simply trying to say, you know what? I'm going to be a Nazir, and then a Nazir again, and a Nazir again. That's what we're referring to. And there's a tremendous difference. Now, you can see that psychologically, that if it's not something that could ever be really determinate, or in practical terms, it's not determinate, so then how would it define a time of a single Naziris? So what he's trying to say is, I'm just going to keep keeping Naziris one after the other. I'll prove to you that that's true, by the way, because the Braita says like this, Harini Nazir Kol Yemei Chayai. Or, he says, Harini Nazir Olam. So in either of those cases, he becomes a Nazir, a real Nazir Olam, right? Meaning that he's going to have the Avshalom Halach, and he's going to cut his hair every 12 months, according to Rebbe, not Nazir Olam that we just used, because he's not saying anything about repeating the Naziris again and again and again every 30 days. So, okay. What if he says a particular time? He says, I will be a Nazir for 100 years. I will be a Nazir for 1,000 years. So then, obviously, he's not going to live 1,000 years, but he is not a Nazir Olam. He is a Nazir Le'olam. Because what he's saying is, I want to keep one Naziris for 1,000 years. If you want to keep one Naziris, then you can only do your Giluach at the end of 1,000 years. And that's the point. So once you're talking about an amount of time, it's irrelevant whether you are personally going to live that amount of time. You are defining one Naziris. Basha'inkin, when you've got all of these units, then units are just meant to be repetitive. That's the difference. Rabbah says that's not the reason. The reason, I mean, basically, I'm trying to explain to you still why, when we talk about how long this takes, this trip that I'm taking now from here to Lakewood. So now, why in that case do we talk about one Naziris? And yet, where we have units, we talk about each unit being another 30-day Naziris. I'll tell you why. Because Shinei Sa'arot, the point over here is not because of how determinate it is. The point is how clearly separated from one another the units are. If you're talking about hairs, the whole point is that a hair is a clearly separated by a hair's breadth, but it's a clear cut unit that we use. And therefore, they're different. Masha Inkin, when you're talking about days, days don't have a clear cut unit sense to them. We may apply to them that we're going to call it day two starting at midnight, or we're going to call it day two starting at Shkia, or whatever you like. But the fact is that there is no clear cut distinguishing one day from the next as a unit. So therefore, they're not called muvdalot. Well, wait a minute. I mean, the Torah says they're separate units. By the Torah, it says Gabi Yumanami doesn't say Vayi Erev, Vayi Boker, Yom Echad. I mean, that seems to be saying that you've got an actual distinctive thing which consists of one day. No, that doesn't mean to imply that there is something that actually cuts off time. And it's like a quantum time. Okay, that's it. This is the unit. There's no such thing. We're not aware of any such unit. And therefore, the Torah doesn't mean to say that they're literally separated one from the other. That's not what it means. Instead, Maika Amar, you know what the Pasuk is trying to bring out? Is that the day that follows the night is all one day. That's all it's trying to say. It's not trying to say that, and with this, I do define an invisible to you, perhaps, but a clear-cut instant between one day and the next that is neither today nor tomorrow. That's not what it's saying, obviously. So we have a continuous flow of days. Masha Enkein, when it comes to hair, we don't have a continuous flow of hair. Rava says, you know, you guys are getting yourself so caught up. I mean, I can't believe this. You asked a question, which was a ridiculous question because you didn't know how to read the Mishnah properly. And now you're getting into these complicated ways of, well, there's a difference between units that are separable. There's a difference.
Hair splitting.
You're a difference between the quantifiable and the non-quantifiable. I mean, you know, you're going to end up writing books about this, and it wasn't even a question in the first place. Would you please hold my hands while I take you through the Mishnah? Thank you. Could you tell me why you're making so much complicated philosophical issues over here? It's very simple. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hareini Nazir Achat Gedola. Hareini Nazir Achat Kitana. The last case is the same thing. Hareini Nazir Achat Kemikan Ve'ad so-and-so. That's all. The guy specified, I want to be one Nazir. I don't want to be separate units. And therefore, this has nothing to do with the whole issue that you spoke about before. So the very fact that I put in the word Nazir Achat, which you see it's there for the first two cases, I mean, expect the Tana to repeat it every single case. And therefore, there's no possibility of understanding it as separate units of Nazir, because I don't want separate units. How about we take the easy way out, okay? Now we call the publisher and tell him to just hold the book. And now this brings us to Sir Richard.
Rebbe made it through an entire Amud without drinking once. That was very impressive. I hope it never happens again.
How about if somebody says, I am an Uzir plus a day? Or I am an Uzir plus an hour? Or, I'm a Nuzir and a half, man. That guy is a double Nuzir. Because once any part of a Nuzir, in the same way that we have the idea that you can be a Nuzir and say, only from raisins, and that makes you a Nuzir for everything, if you create an Aziris, and you say, I'm any Nuzir, you're already a Nuzir for Shloshim Yom. Now, the question is, you try to add something, plus, you're saying plus, okay, that's a new Naziris. How long is it? A day? The minimum Naziris is 30 days. I don't care what you said. And therefore, in this case, it's Stam Naziris or Shloshim Yom. And if you added another Naziris, then you've got two Naziris. Can you tell me why I need so many examples of a simple idea? I mean, you'd give me three cases over here. No, it's not the same. Because look, let's say, we just give us that opening case, right? I am a Nazir and a day. So I would say, yes, that's because in this case, since there's no such thing as a Nazirus for a day, so then we understand that what he's referring to is two separate Naziriyot. Because the moment he said, I'm any Nazir, that's 30 days. Then he says, plus one day. It's as if he said, I want to be a Nazir for a day, which makes him a Nazir for 30 days. Fine. So that explains why he counts two. But if a guy says, Hareini Nazir v'sha'ah achat. So we know that we measure Naziras always in terms of days, and which we saw earlier. We're going to get to in the Mishnah soon. So therefore, when you say, I am a Nazir and an hour is not one of the parts of Naziris. There are no hours in Naziris. There are days in Naziris. So maybe when the guy says an hour, he doesn't mean to try to make himself another Nazir. And he just wants to say that I am a Nazir for 30 days plus an hour. Not I am a Nazir for an hour. There's no such thing as hours for a Nazir. And in that case, he would be a Nazir for 31 days, because we always deal with full days. But he wouldn't be two separate Nazirias. I have to know that even in that case, he's a Nazir twice. So a Hareini Nazir v'sha'ah achas would have thought that he's a Nazir for 31 days. Limnei shloshim ve'achad yom, k'mashmalan, that even if he said that, we still understand the hour to be an attempt to be makabel a new Naziris. Now, suppose it would have said the case of the Sha'achat. I would have said, okay, it said Sha'ah Achad. So he's obviously not Nochit L'davka. He's not getting into the real details, right? Because he's not trying to be precise. Because it's impossible that an hour should be an extension of the Naziris, because there's no such thing as hours for the Naziris. Okay, maybe that's why we call it two separate Naziriyot. It doesn't make sense for it to be an extension, and therefore it would be a way to be makabel a Naziris. Masha Enkein. If he said, Achas Umechzas, over there he's telling you precisely, I want to have, I want to have a 45-day Naziris, a 1.5 Naziris, right? So maybe over there, where I'm talking about something that makes a lot of sense, it's a clear-cut statement, 45 days, and you certainly can make yourself a Nazir for 45 days. So I would have thought that the way of understanding the Mechza is not that it's a new Chatzi Naziris, but that's an extension of the original statement. Therefore, Kamashma, you have to tell us, even in that case, we understand once you said the word Areni Nazir, if you use that V, then you're trying to create a new Naziris. And a new Naziris for a half a Naziris, or for an hour, or for a day, is always going to be a Naziris Pachas Mishloshim Yom. Masha Enkin, in the coming Mishnah, which is about to be introduced by our dearest Kapitan, now in this case, the guy mentions specifically an amount of time in the first part of the statement, and therefore when he's adding the hour or the day, he's adding it to the time. He's not creating a new Nazirut. So if the guy says, I should be a Nazir for 30 days and an hour, so then he becomes a Nazir for 31 days. Because, and this was a yisod that we just used in analyzing the prior Mishnah, She'ein Nazirut L'Sha'ot. There is no such thing as extending just by an hour, but you can extend a Nazirus by however many days you want to. And since he added this to the statement of the time, Shloshim Yom V'Sha'ah Achas, it's clear that this is not a new Kabbalah Nazirus. It's just explaining the amount of time, Shloshim Yom. In the other case, he never mentioned a time at all. So that means that obviously, when you said I'm a Nazir for 30 days and an hour, if you become a Nazir for 31 days, so then if you would have said Beferish, I am a Nazir for 31 days, so what would be the thing? Obviously, then you would be a Nazir for 31 days, right? And Rav says that implication, which is obvious, you're a Nazir for 31 days, that's only when his language is Shloshim V'Echad Yom. But suppose he would have actually mentioned the day the same way that he said the hour. Suppose he would have said Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad, the way that he said Shloshim Yom V'Sha'ah Echad. Then he would be in trouble. Because the extra unnecessary day, Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad, that extra word implies an additional Nazirut. And in that case, he was Nazir Shtayim, because we take people's language very seriously. Not that we say that they are fully aware of what they're saying, but there's a flow to language. And if somebody's talking about a number, then it's 31. If he puts the unit in for no reason, and he re-specifies something, he's trying to tell us something. And that extra word becomes an extra Nazirut. Now, we have a very important machlokus about this issue, Bichlal, because when it comes to contractual terms, there is where the lawyers make the money, okay? What is that extra word for? I mean, why did you specify that if it didn't need specification, and so on? So we find that exact issue is very important in determining the language of a contract, and that means that if Rav is ready to say that just that extra word of yom, that is enough to create a new Naziris, that must be because Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva's yisod is that we are Dorish Lishna Yetera. We always pay close attention to unnecessary additional words, and we say this guy's trying to say something. Because here, take a look. at the Mishnah in Bava Basra. Now, they were talking about selling your house. So the question is, when you sell a house, again, obviously this is culturally specific, but when you sell a house, do you include the underground water storage? Or if you have a storage tank, water tank, that you keep on the roof, does it include the storage tank? Underground water storage is called a bor, and a tank is called something close to what we call tank today. We use the word dud, and in time of the Gemara, they use the word dut. So we use dud because dud is used for hot. So we call already all kinds dut. But a dut is a storage tank that's above ground, usually built rather than a piece of metal. So the halacha is like this. It says in the Mishnah, HaMocheret HaBayit. Now somebody sells a house. He just said, I'm selling you the house. He defines the house. He did not include neither the bor nor the dud, even though those things are directly under the house, or they're directly above the house, within the walls of the house, even though he said, Umkavaruma, I'm selling you the house down as far as you dig, and the airspace above the house. It wouldn't make any difference. It does not include the bor and a dud. So it means he gets to keep the bor and the dud, but he needs, according to Rabbi Akiva, he needs to buy himself an easement to get to his bar vadut. Now, that's a different issue. The reason for the need for an easement, the machlokas over here, is the question of whether mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher or ba'ayin ra'a mocher. If we assume that when a person sells something, he's being generous, so if he didn't specify, look, I want to maintain my access to my bar vadut, so then he's going to have to buy the right to come into the house and take his water from the bor vadut from this person. Because mocher b'ayin yafa, mocher. So says Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim amrim? No. People are not that generous. And undoubtedly, he sold the house, not including the rights for the other person to prevent him from coming to his bor vadut. Fine. So far, it has nothing to do with our sugya. But here's where we get into our sugya. Rabbi Akiva is made that if the guy specified, I do not include the bor vadut in this sale, then Rabbi Akiva starts to say, what do you mean you don't include the bor vadut in this sale? Nobody includes a bor vadut in this sale, as your lawyer undoubtedly told you. So why are you specifying, I don't include the bor vadut? Nasty boy, you. What you're trying to say is, but I do include the road to the bor vadut. No, I don't include. When I say I won't include the bor vadut, I mean I want to get to the bor vadut. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had to say that, okay? So in that case, even Rabbi Akiva is made that he doesn't have to buy his access route to the house. Because that's undoubtedly what he meant to say. I'm not selling you the bor vadut in any way, including my ability to get there. Okay, so that's what Rav is saying. You stick in extra words that aren't necessary, then we take them very seriously. And therefore, in this case, Rav says, okay, so if you use the word yom unnecessarily, for the Shah, I understand, obviously, to distinguish between a day and an hour, you had no choice. You had to say, Shloshim Yom V'Sha'ah Achat. But if you say, Shloshim Yom V'Yom Achat, you should have said, Shloshim V'Achat Yom. And therefore, in that case, you're definitely talking about an extra Naziris. Always better to zip it up if you're making Naziris.